the basic healthcare networks were already poor before this. So what is happening now is that these people are displaced in a region where there is very little healthcare, and we see really very bad results, including cholera, including malnutrition. We have seen up to now almost 70 cholera cases in our cholera treatment centers and units, and we've seen almost 1,500 cases of diarrhea in our rehydration points.
Yes. What, in your view, has triggered the latest cholera cases in this part of the country?
Well, it's difficult to pinpoint one specific cause, but displacement is definitely has contributed to it. When people are displaced, they don't have access to clean water, and that means that they are much much higher risk of being infected with cholera.
All right. What intervention has MSF provided so far?
So we provide cholera treatment in Pieri and Lankien, where we have two cholera treatment centers and units. We have a number of oral rehydration points that are spread all across the region. We provide nutritional treatment, and we have a network of basic healthcare workers who provide basic healthcare to the population.
What are the immediate needs for the people that fled their homes?
Well, food is obviously very high on the list, as is water and clean water, which of course makes a big difference. Another one which is really difficult for them to access when they are displaced is healthcare, and especially when you are in the middle of an outbreak like this, healthcare becomes very important. And lastly, with the rainy season coming up, a shelter will become very important as well.
Yeah, we also understand that the level of malnutrition are rising. Have you come across the mothers with the malnutrition children? What stories are they telling you?
Well, we've seen very high levels of malnutrition. The kids under 5 years old that we see in our clinics, 29% is malnourished. That is almost one in three. Those are very, very high numbers. We hear very disturbing stories from people who are displaced and then need to live in whatever they find, which can be leaves, can be roots, whatever they can find to eat. There is some food distributions, which they are also totally dependent on. We also hear horrific stories about why they need to leave, stories about killings, about rapes, and also about destruction of, for instance, water points, which in a cholera outbreak are essential.
Lastly, anything else you would like our listeners to know about MSF activities?
Well, we are working across the country, both in primary and secondary healthcare. In those facilities, we clearly see the results of the conflict. And we would ask all parties to respect the civilian population. They are not part of the conflict and should be respected.
Thank you very much, Michael, for talking to us.
Thank you.